nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I am Tom Pounder, and this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool practical tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a digital and online world. And I'm very excited about today's episode as I'm bringing back the Campbells, Kenny and L. Campbell. You might know them from Stuff You Can Use, YM Answers Podcast, or the Rethink Group. They do all those things. And I don't even understand how they do all those things, because they've just added another thing to their plate. And it's another awesome thing. Everything that they've done, Elle and Kenny have done, whether it's Stuff You Can Use or stuff with the Rethink Group or the YM Answers podcast, has been fantastic resources for student ministers to learn and apply in their particular context. And that is why I love having them on this platform right now, because we're going to talk about something new that they have just released. It's called Youth Ministry Labs, and you can go to it actually through here, I got a link on there. It's youthministrylabs.com, or you can even click on ymsidekick.com/labs, as we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the interview. But it's a great new resource for youth pastors of this day and age, the millennial youth pastor and their student ministry team. So it's a fantastic new resource that I'm just really excited to tell you about. So without any further ado, let's get into today's interview with Kenny and L. Campbell. All right, with me today are the Campbells, Kenny and L. Campbell. How are you guys doing?
Hello, Tom.
We're doing good. We're happy to be here.
Oh, well, I'm happy to have you guys back again. I had you back, a few months ago, and we were just talking podcasting stuff. Mm-hmm. What is new in the Campbell household? Like, how was your Thanksgiving? What are you guys up to?
Thanksgiving was good. We went back to Buffalo. So we live in Atlanta now. Now we've been there for about a year and a half. So we went back to Buffalo for Thanksgiving, saw some friends, ate some pizza.
Well, even before that, like the week of Thanksgiving was like a whole big party for us, because the Bills were playing the Patriots on Monday Night Football. And so we're from Buffalo, and we're like, yeah, let's go to this game. We've never been to Boston before. And so we went to Boston, hung out there for a few days, watched the Bills get beat by the Patriots, and then we went home to Buffalo.
But that game was really good. I really thought Buffalo had a chance the way their defense was playing to start. I was like, oh, man, they have a chance here.
It looked good for a while, but, you know, it is Buffalo versus Tom Brady. So maybe if we get a chance, I mean – a very long shot to make the playoffs, but maybe we'll get a chance in the playoffs.
Hey, at least you have a chance, because I'm a Cowboy fan and there is no chance those guys are making the playoffs this year. So, all right. So you guys are down in Atlanta and you guys have been doing a lot of different stuff. And one of the things the main reason why I wanted to have you on the podcast today was to talk about your new venture, Youth Ministry Labs.
Yes, we are so excited about it. This is something that we have been wanting to do for like a long, long time. We've been throwing around this name and this idea for like forever. And finally, we got it up and running.
Well, and it's almost like an extension from the Youth Ministry Answers podcast. Right. So last time we were on your show, we were talking about the Youth Ministry Answers podcast.
Yep.
And now we're doing, basically it's like podcasting, but a little more in depth and video.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me how the concept came about, because did it come around from like a question somebody asked you on the podcast by chance, or who came up with this?
You know, that's a great question. So we've been throwing around the idea of Youth Ministry Labs, like that idea, that term, for a long time, because we're huge dorks and we love the idea of like science experiments and learning and like, you know, science class is my favorite class, man. Like, I just loved it. So we're huge dorks. I actually wrote about this in my blog. Like, a few years ago, we went to this huge science museum in San Francisco called the Exploratorium.
Yep.
And it's called hands-on experiments and stuff. But, I mean, that was, like, really inspiring to us. And we just love this idea that, like, you can learn best in any field, but including youth ministry. You can learn best by, like, doing things and trying things and experimenting with new ideas. So that's kind of like been like a heart of ours for a long time.
Yeah. And like, we love video courses. So, you know, I'm always on YouTube researching how to do things or whatever. And just watching, like, video is a way that I learn a lot. And so, and like, every time we go to a conference, we always say, man, I wish there were more like practical handouts, like something we can physically take with us at like a breakout session or something. So we're like, well, let's do like mini breakout sessions, let's put it on video, and let's give people something tangible that they can actually do afterwards. And that's what the experiment is. So you get a video, you get an experiment, and you get a community. There's like a Facebook group that's a part of it too. So we just think it's a really comprehensive way to learn stuff, and hopefully, and like, we already seen people are using it and loving it, and we're just happy that we can be a part of something like that.
Okay, so this is awesome. And again, I've done my research on this because once I heard about this, I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Because like, I've been doing a little bit of dabbling into video stuff. I like to do a few things. But when I saw this on your site, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the perfect thing for youth ministers. So tell me what exactly is a lab? Like, if I was to sign up today for a youth ministry lab, what would I get, and how does it work?
Yeah, totally. So right now we have 8 labs available. We're going to continue adding to that library, but that's what we've got right now, on kind of any number of subjects. So we're really not like limiting it to anything particularly specific. It's just like anything that would be helpful to the youth ministry tribe. So there's 8 of those available now. When you buy a lab, you get 3 things. You first get a video course. It's maybe like 15 minutes long, somewhere in there.
And these are videos that are for the youth pastor who's leading the ministry, or maybe you have a lead volunteer that helps you with things, or any volunteer, right? Like if it's a worship leader, you can let them check out a worship lab that we might have. Or if you have a volunteer that does games for you, you can give them the lab that's how to make your games more fun. So we've tried to create them so that you, as the youth pastor, can empower your team. And like, it's so hard to train. Like, you can't bring your whole team to conferences or all your volunteers to conferences, but this is an easy way that you can actually put the conference type of experience in their hands.
Yeah. And that whole empowering idea is like one of our core principles that we can kind of talk about a little bit later if you want to. But so you get the video, then you get this experiment, which really is just like a downloadable PDF of a really practical thing that you can do in your ministry to put that information into practice. So it could be like a guide to your team to like talk through something specific. It could be like an evaluation guide to help you evaluate the games that you're doing or something. It's just like a ton of different things but the point is always that it's practical and tangible and that you can take it and act on it right after you watch the video. And then the third thing is you get access to the Facebook group that Kenny was mentioning. And that's just a place for people who have done labs for them to kind of just talk about what they've been learning, what they've been trying, and all that stuff. So a video, an experiment, and the Facebook community is what you get.
And another cool thing about the Facebook community is anyone we have that teaches a lab, whether that's Elle or I, or Ben is a part of our team too, or like if we have a special guest come in that teaches a lab, they'll also be in the Facebook group. So you'll get access, kind of like if you were at a conference, you can like hang around afterwards and talk to the speaker. So we like to make them available through the Facebook group too.
You know, I love this idea. Again, I love all 3 components of it. The fact that you have a short training video, you know, that, like you said, 15 minutes long, and we are, especially the younger group. Again, I'm 40 years old, so I'm a little bit older, and so I don't mind reading blogs and doing all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But really, video is this new way, this new platform that people are learning, and the millennials are learning. So for the average youth pastor now, who's about 23, 24 years old, this is right up their alley because they can watch this short video. But then the experimental part of it, I love. Can you, again, I know, Elle, you talked about it just briefly. Can you go into it again a little bit more about what are you expecting them to do with this experiment? You take the information on the video, and then you expect them to do what with it?
Sure.
So why don't we like talk about individual labs and like kind of explain what the experiments are. Cool. So go ahead.
Oh, you want me to? Okay.
Well, I guess, okay, fine. I'll talk about the one that is like one of my favorite ones. It's making your games more fun. So this is like a lab because like I think it's so important to have fun in youth ministry. Okay. And like if you don't do a good job up front, like engaging your kids and letting them have a fun time, it really kind of hurts your overall experience in like your program. So if you can make your games awesome, your kids will love being there. Like, we'll invite their friends, and like, it's just a little part of the experience that you can focus on. And so the making your games more fun in the lab, we have, I forget how many points, maybe there's like six to eight like ideas, like focus on this in your game and focus on this in your game. And then for the actual experiment, it's an evaluation sheet. So if you're the person leading the game, I would recommend giving it to like someone else on your team, so that like while you're actually doing and hosting your game up front, they can evaluate what's going on. Like, you know, how's the energy level? Are the hosts engaging the kids? What are your prizes like? You know, was your, did you explain the instructions to your game? Like all the little things that you might gloss over, like, were you prepared? Like, did you have to take extra time to like set things up because you weren't thinking about it ahead of time? So like all these little things that add up, whether your experience was like a very good one or just like a mediocre one. So you actually have like an evaluation sheet that you and the people on your team can talk about and work through together, and just like something tangible that you could use in your ministry, just in this little piece about making your games more fun.
And then I'll tell you about the first lab that we kind of put out there. We had sort of done a survey with a lot of our like people that we knew through our email list. And the response that we got was that one of the biggest issues that people have is recruiting volunteers. Mm-hmm. So we did a lab on that topic. And so the experiment for that lab is basically a how to, like, kind of a guide on how to design a one-year recruitment strategy to get more volunteers. So it helps you think through annually what you want to do, and monthly and seasonally and weekly. And then it also kind of goes through like how to like craft a good pitch for volunteering, and some of the stories that you want to tell as a ministry. So kind of getting the big picture and the nitty gritty of how to recruit on an annual basis.
And what I love about the phrase experiment is we don't have all the answers for your context. You know what I mean? Like, this is something you need to try. Like, we could tell you all these things to do, but until you actually try it and see what works in your context, like, you're going to need to tweak things, and you're going to need to do things a little bit differently than how we explain them. So we provide the experiment for you to actually do something and then figure out how you want to tweak it and make it better and use that in your ministry.
Mm-hmm. And see, and that's what I love most about it, is the fact that, you know, sometimes when you'll read a youth ministry book or even any kind of ministry book, it's geared towards a certain target audience, like a bigger church or a medium-sized church. This one, you can take your experiment and really apply it, like you said, to your context, because every ministry is different. And so I love the fact that you call it, like you said, an experiment, because you have to try it out, you have to test it out, you have to fool around with it with your team. So I think it's awesome. And I love the community aspect, that you're not just leaving them high and dry. You're like, here, thanks for having our lab, but we want to engage with you. I think that's a vital part of that. And also the simple fact that I know different youth ministry communities out there on Facebook, and they just tend to be gripe sessions and whining sessions. And so the fact that you're connecting them with a positive environment, I think would be fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, just a whole bunch of youth ministry experimenters out there. And like, that's what we wanted to create, was like a safe place for you to throw out ideas and have other people maybe try those ideas in their ministry or give feedback, and like make it a lot more practical and less like a gripe session.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I'm not going to pump you guys up too much, just because, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm a what's the word there?
Tom the fanboy.
Yeah, I'm the fanboy there. You know. But the simple fact that everything that you guys have done, the Stuff You Can Use site, the YM answer site or podcast, and now this, it's designed to help youth ministers. You're not doing this for your own glory and your own help, you know, to get the pat on the back there. You're really trying to legitimately help youth ministers, and that's what I love so much about your stuff. So I think this is just fantastic stuff that you guys are working on. Okay, so you guys have
– Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
and I will continue to be the fanboy. When I see you guys at the Orange Conference, I'll want to do selfies and all that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, bring it on.
We love them.
Okay, but I think Elle said there's 8 labs right now. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, there are 8 right now.
What's the plan going forward? How many more are you going to be producing over time?
Okay, so we have a whole new slew of them that we're working on right now that we're planning on releasing at the end of January.
Okay.
So we wanted to do it earlier, but just with the holidays and stuff, yep. like, you know, we like literally built a video studio in our house. And so we're like, this is like as low budget as it gets, right? We're just like putting these together, but you know, we're actually trying to make them quality, but you know, we're just doing it in our own house.
My favorite aspect of the studio is the fact that, well, Kenny built all of this in like a weekend. I think I was out of town and I come home and like we send them a video studio in our house. My favorite aspect is there's like an empty paint can hanging from.
It's not empty. The reason why it's like the counterbalance to the microphone. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, can we get rid of the paint can? He's like, no, it has to stay. So there's a super ghetto paint can that we have to look at when we're filming these videos. So that's the behind the scenes.
So to answer your question more specifically, I think we're going to release 8 more in January.
Okay.
So we're going to like, you know, the plan is to once in a while put new ones up as we make them and as we have people. We have like some great, I'm really excited about some of the topics. Like one of the guys that works for Orange, who's like our social media expert, he's going to be coming in and talking about some social media related stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he just launched, whose book was it?
Tony Robbins.
He was the book launch guru for Tony Robbins' last book launch. Dang. He's he's like a big wig. Yeah. His like platform isn't big yet because he hasn't like had a podcast or a book or anything, but he's really smart. So
he's mostly focused on helping other people build their platform. So he knows how to do that really well. And we have a lot of youth pastors who ask us stuff like that. Like, hey, I want to start writing or like, you know, I want to start creating resources or I want to be a speaker, like kind of more nationally. Like, how do I build more of a platform online? So we're excited for Kevin to help.
Yeah, well, and even for your church, like how to connect parents to your ministry through social media or how to connect your leaders through social media. So we're excited to have him do a couple. And obviously, we've got some other topics that we've been brainstorming and thinking about. So 8 more in January, and then sporadically as we make them, we'll keep adding them as time goes by.
Fantastic. And then one final question here. I see that you have a price per video. Do you have any kind of like a hey, if you buy the group of them, it's this rate, or do you have a subscription service, or is it just per video?
So, when we launched Labs, originally when we were planning this all out, we were thinking we're going to have this subscription model, and like we're going to have like, we had like all this stuff, but then like time got away from us, and we're like, shoot, we got to launch this like next week. So,
like, oh, wait, that's really expensive to build a subscription.
I'm like, man, like, because we wanted to do it kind of like Audible, where every month you pay like whatever it is, right? And then you get a free lab with that, and then you get a discount on all the other ones, and you can like the more you buy, the more of a discount kind of thing. But for the time being, it's just per lab. It's $29 a lab. Okay. But in January, when we launch all 8 of the new ones, we're going to do a bundle with all 8 of them. So when we launch a big collection of new ones, it'll probably always be as a bundle. Mm-hmm. So people can get in early, get them like at the lowest price possible. And then, you know, as time goes by, if you want to buy them individually, you can do that too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Dude, well, I'm really excited about this. And I think it's going to be great for youth ministers all over to be doing this. Any final thoughts you have to share about this particular item that you would just love to get out that I've not covered
with
you?
Well, there's three. Well, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You're like the good explainer and talker
so
of things.
You're so sweet. What an encourager. Kind of when we were putting this together, we were trying to figure out, like, okay, what are the principles, like the guiding principles behind this idea?
Yeah.
And so we came up with three because these are like the three things that we feel like really have fueled our ministry to help us stay creative, to help us stay innovative. And so this is kind of where all of this lab stuff is based on. The first thing is the idea of learning. So we just want to help people learn some stuff. That's kind of a first important step. If you want to be creative, if you want to innovate, you have to learn. The second thing is obviously experiment, that you need to try new things. You need to always be pushing yourself and your team. And really, like, one of the things we've talked about is that it's so important to keep experimenting because the kids in your ministry change and the people on your team change. And they can't do what they've been doing. Right. Something
worked with volunteers 5 or 6 years ago, maybe not worked with volunteers this year. You know, they need to be trained differently. So experimenting is good.
And the other thing that's cool though about your team changing is that as your team changes, you get different volunteers, you get more volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
you have different skills and different talents at your disposal that you can use in your ministry, which is why we really feel strongly about the last principle, which is empower. And so for every single lab, we always encourage you as the youth pastor to use that lab to empower someone on your team. So Kenny mentioned it earlier, like if you have somebody who is overseeing your games, send that lab to them and help make them better. If you, you know, just whatever that topic is, try to include other people on your team so you can pass it off to them. Because really, like you as a youth pastor, you do not have all the time in the world to do everything. You don't have all the creativity. You don't have all the skills. But if you think about all the people that you have in your team and at your disposal, you can really multiply the creativity and the ideas that you have if you empower other people.
And we believe that those three things, learn, experiment, empower, that goes beyond labs. Like mm-hmm. as a youth pastor, like those are the three things that I would encourage like young youth pastors to focus on. Like you always got to be learning, you always got to be experimenting, and you always got to be empowering. So when we were thinking about labs, we're like, let's kind of base it around those three things. And then, you know, as the new generation of youth pastors keeps coming up, we can help and encourage them to do those things.
Well, dude, this is exciting. I love it. And I will say the experimenting thing, I completely agree with. Well, I agree with all those principles that you have. But the experimenting is what I find so true because, you know, if you're not adapting, if you're not changing with the thing, with the world, mm-hmm. then, you know, you're not meeting kids of where they're at right now. I mean, heck, when I started doing student ministry back in the late 90s, we had pagers. I mean, staff people had pagers. and now you can't buy a pager. I mean,
that's awesome.
So you got to, I mean, you got to be adapting and changing. And I love that you guys are always thinking ahead and providing resources that will help get youth ministers better and help them do this better, so more effectively. So this is going to be an awesome thing for people.
Well, hey, we appreciate all that you're doing too. And it's fun to be a part of this community of people that are just excited about, you know, youth ministry and what's going on. And so thank you for having us be a part of what you're doing.
Oh, thanks, man. You guys are the bomb. So I would love to have you guys on all the time, but then it might be different podcast. hey, okay. Well, one last question. How do people find your resource? How can people sign up today? I'm going to provide a link in my show notes for how they can sign up through my blog, but how can they sign up today?
Well, what's the link that you're going to have?
Mine's ymsidekick.com/labs.
Okay, so go there. Go to ymsidekick.com/labs because that will allow us to, you know, track the audience and see like all the amazing people that are listening mm-hmm. to this podcast, and we would love to, you know, see the people coming over. But Youth Ministry Labs is the website. But if you go to the link that Tom provides, then that'll just help us know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So fantastic. Well, go to ymsidekick.com/labs. And then you can also go give out the other websites that you guys have too, just for so that they can connect with other things you're doing.
Yeah. Well, our big website is stuffyoucanuse.org. That's sort of the compilation of all of our things. Blogs, so go to stuffyoucanuse.org to find all of that. And you can follow us on social media at Stuff You Can Use on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, although we don't really post on Instagram right now, but we have it. So there's that.
I challenge you guys to give out your Twitter handles right now, personal Twitter handles.
I'm in. Okay. My personal Twitter handle is E, followed by 11 L's and another E. So phonetically, that would be, I think, L.
And then mine is Kenny, which is Kenny with 9 N's.
So, 9 N's, not 11 N's. Yeah.
Well, because like 11 looks like 2 L's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like ELLE if you look at it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
And then 9 N's, you got that alliteration.
Nice.
Right.
I mean, 11
L's. 11
L's has alliteration.
Yeah.
Too.
So,
you just like literary devices. So.
Once Elle made her handle that, I was like, well, I might as well follow suit.
Well, that's because yours was so lame. Yours was like an AIM screen name. It was like Kenny Campbell 24.
Hey.
Who puts numbers in their Twitter handle?
There was already 23 other Kenny Campbells.
There's already 10 other Elles, which is why.
That's awesome. It's well, good. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a merry, merry Christmas.
Thank you,
Thank you very much.
All right, so there you have it. Youth Ministry Labs, a fantastic new resource for the millennial youth pastor and their student ministry team. It's a great resource. It's fairly priced, $29 a pop. You don't have to subscribe to a whole bunch of them and then have to end up canceling. You can just buy it and pick and choose, mix and match. You like this one? Great. You don't like that one? No problem. Don't buy it. It's a fantastic new resource. So I would encourage you strongly to try it out as soon as possible. It's only $29. Just pick one of them, anyone that would be most relevant to you right now, and try it out. All you have to do is go to ymsidekick.com/labs. It'll take you right to it. You can buy it, purchase it, and it'll be tons of fun. If you don't like it, let me know. And hey, I'll buy you another one that you may like. In fact, that's what I'll do. If you don't like it, I will buy you another one that you will probably like, because again, there's already almost 10 of them. There's bound to be one that will be more relevant than the one that you just bought. So there you have a buyback guarantee. If you don't like it, I will buy it for you. Just let me know. Hit me up at TA Pounder or at YM Sidekick. I would love to hear how you're liking the new Youth Ministry Labs. Okay, so that basically wraps it up for us today. Make sure you get onto iTunes if you enjoyed this podcast to subscribe to it. Rate it. I would love to hear your feedback on what we can be doing to make this one better, but definitely subscribe to it. I got a fresh one out every Wednesday, and go to ymsidekick.com. I have fresh content on there all week long. And finally, hit up the Sidekick Scoop. It's a twice a month email newsletter where I compile a ton of different blogs from a ton of different sources, some different podcasts that will help you in your ministry context, whether it's through social media, church communications, online, or student ministry, family ministry type topics. I compile a whole bunch of them and send it out twice a month. So sign up for the Sidekick Scoop today. The link is in the show notes. All right, everyone. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I will see you next time.